תחת אור לפר בית משני גמל כלם ששחם בשמן תמי וחדה בשחם בשמן תור utensils that were smeared with oil that was tummy such as shoes or other leather utensils that are smeared with oil in order to soften them and the kli becomes tummy from the shemen tummy that was rubbed on it so after the shemen is absorbed into the kli is immersed in the mikvah in order to be matari the kli now the shemen that is absorbed in the kli would not become tar in the mikvah a shemen cannot become tar by being immersed in the mikvah but the kli would become tar as the shemen that is absorbed in the kli even though it remains tummy it cannot be matami the kli any further since it is totally absorbed in the kli and after you immerse the kli in the water you then went ahead and rubbed some oil that was tar on the kli so now there's both oil that is tummy and oil that is tar absorbed into the kli or you first smeared oil that was tar onto the kli and subsequently you smeared oil that was tummy onto the kli and when the oil that was tummy was smeared onto the kli became tummy and after that oil was absorbed into the kli you went ahead and immersed the kli into the mikvah so the kli became tar while the oil that was tummy that was absorbed into the kli would remain tummy and afterwards you use the kli now the derech is that when you use leather kelim the oil that was originally absorbed into the kli slowly gets expelled onto the kli now if it's the oil that was tummy that gets expelled onto the kli it would again be metami the kli as we said the oil that's absorbed into the kli does not become tar when the kli is immersed into the mikvah Rabbi Eliezer Omer Achar Harishon Aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says the status of the kli depends on which oil was rubbed into the kli first. If the oil that was tummy was rubbed into the kli first, then when the kli is used, that is the oil that is expelled onto the kli, and the kli would become tummy again. As according to Rabbi Eliezer, the first oil that's rubbed into the kli is the oil that's expelled onto the kli when the kli is being used. But if the kli that is tar is rubbed into the kli first, the kli would remain tar even after it's used, and even though some of the oil is expelled onto the kli, it would be the oil that was tar that is expelled onto the kli, not the oil that is tummy. The chacham imrim achar ha'achram. The chacham hold that the status of the kli would depend on which oil was rubbed onto the kli last. As according to the chacham, the oil that's rubbed onto the kli last is the oil that is expelled onto the kli when the kli is being used. Therefore, if the oil that was tummy was rubbed onto the kli last, when the kli is being used, the kli would again become tummy from that oil that is expelled onto the kli. But if it's the oil that is tar that is rubbed onto the kli last, the kli would remain tar even after you use it, as the oil that is expelled onto the kli would be the oil that is tar. Sechet orla parabeis mishli yadalis or shal truma v'shal klayakar shenavlu letoch yisam. If both sourdough of truma and sourdough of klayakar fell into a dough. Lo bezeke de lachami. The lo bezeke de lachami. Neither one alone is enough to cause the dough to become chami. Binit darfu v'chimsu. But combined, they do cause the dough to become chami. Also lezarim umutu l'kohen. The dough would be forbidden to non-kohen. And it would be permitted to kohen. As both truma and klaya karen are also to zarim. So therefore, since the two of them together caused the dough to become chame, the dough would be usher to zar. As the rabbana of this mishnah, the same rabbana that said previously in this parak, that if spices fell into a dish, and the spices were a combination of a few types of isurim, such as oil on truma or klayat karam, and the spices give flavor to the dish, and each isur alone is not enough to give flavor to the dish, but all the isurim combined are enough to give flavor to the dish, that the dish would be usur. And according to the Chachamim, you can combine a few different types of isurim to cause the dish to become usur. So therefore, the Rabbanan hold in this Mishnah as well, that when you combine two isurim, truma and klayat karam, and together they cause the dough to become chametz, the dough would be usur to non-kohanim. But the dough would be permitted to kohanim. And since truma is permitted to kohanim, so it's only klayat karam that is also with regard to kohanim. The truma is not also to kohanim. And the klayat karam alone is not enough to cause the dough to become chametz. And you can't combine it with the truma since the truma is mutter to kohanim, so therefore the dough would be mutter to kohanim even though some seor of klayat karam fell into the dough. Rabbi Shimon matel lezarim v'la kohanim. Rabbi Shimon permits the dough both to non-kohanim and to kohanim. As Rabbi Shimon had said previously, that when spices that are a combination of a few types of isurim give flavor to a dish, the dish would be mutter. as Rabbi Shimon holds, that you can't combine a few types of Isurim to cause a dish to become Asur. Only if one Isur alone is enough to give flavor to the dish would the dish be Asur, according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, in this case as well, since neither the Kli Hakerem nor the Truma is enough to cause the dough to become Chametz, only when you combine the two does the dough become Chametz. The dough would be Mutter both to Zarim and to Kohanim, according to Rabbi Shimon. As Rabbi Shimon holds, you cannot combine two different types of Isurim to cause something to become Asur. Only if one Isur alone is enough to cause the dough to become Chametz would the dough be Asur, according to Rabbi Shimon.